Growing up, to Heike Alberts, having a giant concrete wall a block away from her family's house seemed like no big deal. Then again, she was on the free side in West Berlin.
When I grew up, I thought that all cities had walls. I found it really odd that other cities didn't have that kind of thing because you, of course, accept as normal what you have grown up with.
But the wall that was built in 1961 was not normal. It divided families, a city, and a whole nation. By the late 1980s, the Soviet policy of glasnost, otherwise known as openness, began to lift the curtain that divided communist Europe from the Western world. Alberts, who is now a geography professor at UW Oshkosh, got a front row seat. In 1989, she was still in high school. Alberts went to bed on November 9th and woke up to a whole new world.
When my dad woke me up in the next morning, he said, well, the wall is gone, you know, it's down. And I kind of checked my watch and said, it's not April 1st, you know, that can't possibly be the case. So I think the exact moment was a surprise, and how it happened was a surprise.
How it happened was a late-night announcement from the East German press saying that travel restrictions between the two Germanies were lifted. The thing was, no one apparently knew exactly when those restrictions would be done away with or how long they would last.
And so people were flooding to the border trying to see whether they could actually cross, and that's the moment that brought down the Berlin Wall.
The dramatic images of Germans literally pulling down the wall atop the Brandenburg Gate came a few days later. At first, East Germans like Monika Hoping-Deegan took a while to comprehend what had just happened.
I don't think anybody expected the wall coming down. There was something in the air. But everybody was taken by surprise, people in Germany, but also all over the world.
Hoping-Deegan teaches German at UW Oshkosh. In 1989, she was in college. She never thought she'd be able to leave East Germany. But about 4 days after the travel restrictions were lifted, she and her family waited hours at a crossing. Then they waited hours at a bank to get 100 West German marks called welcome money. They shopped at Western stores, amazed at things like oranges and tomatoes. She'd never been in the West before. Hoping-Deegan likens it to the movie The Wizard of Oz, when things go from black and white to technicolor.
The night we came back into the East, it was actually the first time I noticed how gray and dark everything was. You were so used to that, that you didn't notice it for all of those years. And now coming back from the West, back into East Germany, all of a sudden everything looked darker and grayer.
Today's college students are too young to have first-hand knowledge of the Berlin Wall. The two women often take UW Oshkosh students on trips to Germany and teach them what it represented. Alberts says when the wall fell, it took with it not just a part of German history, but of world history.
And I think all students need to know about this because with some of the political developments going on right now, when other parts of the world people are trying to fence off areas or build borders, they should really learn about what that did to Germany to then have a more informed decision about those other current events.
UW Oshkosh is commemorating the fall of the wall with a series of events today, including presentations from the two professors. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.